Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 216 of CJ Evolution. Patrick here, I'm the host and creator of this great and growing show we call CJ Evolution. This is a podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me. I'm another criminal justice professional. Welcome, everybody. If you're a first-time listener, welcome. We hope you stay and enjoy the show. If you're a long-time listener, welcome back. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women doing a very difficult job in a very difficult environment. It is such a difficult environment, and I know sometimes you might feel like you don't have any support. Maybe society's coming down on you. Maybe you don't have any. You just don't feel like you have support out there for what you're doing. Trust me, folks, you have much support. I wish they were more vocal, but trust me, you have much, much support out there. Keep doing what you are doing. Like I've said before, so excited to be partnered with Four Sigmatic. This is a great company producing some great products, most notably their mushroom coffee. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you're going to see the link to Four Sigmatic. They can take you over to their site. You can pick out some of their great products, including their elixirs and cocos. And like I said, their mushroom coffee, it tastes great. You'll get 15% off using the promo code CJEVO. You know, a lot of us in the criminal justice field, no matter what you're doing, it could be parole, probation, a deputy, street officer, whatever you're doing, federal, local, a lot of us suffer from sleep problems, myself included. Not as much as I used to when I was young. A younger officer, I mean. When I was a teenager, I used to sleep all the time, like most teenagers. But a lot of us, you know, have problems with sleeping. And sleeping, obviously, is so important because unless we're getting the amount of sleep we need to function properly, we're not going to function properly. We might think like we're okay, but we're not going to be in a critical incident. It's critical enough, it's stressful enough in a critical incident, folks, you know that. But add in sleep deprivation, and it's a recipe for disaster. So here are 10 ways police officers can get better sleep. This is from an article from PoliceOne.com. Great website for all of you who don't know what PoliceOne.com is. Maybe you're living in a different planet or on a different planet. This is an article from February 12th, 2016. It's going to be linked up into the show notes after the show. But again, sleep or that lack thereof is everybody's concern. The following may improve the quantity and quality of your sleep. So number one, reduce or eliminate use of chemicals like caffeine, nicotine, and alcohol. Caffeine and nicotine overstimulate the brain, keeping sleep at bay. Shouldn't be any surprise. We need to stop doing this summer hours before you go to bed. Other forms of nicotine, you know, chewing or vaping also contribute to sleep issues, as nicotine is a stimulant and does not allow the brain to shut off naturally. Alcohol, on the other hand, is a depressant, we all know that, and can help one fall asleep when small doses are consumed. However, once the alcohol wears off, the ability to stay asleep is more difficult as alcohol inhibits the brain activity to progress into the REM sleep, or we all dream about, the rapid eye movement sleep. It is the restful sleep that helps the body recharge. Even a few nights without adequate REM sleep can be detrimental. So number two, reduce activity and mental stimulation prior to bedtime. Exercise, electronics, work, whatever. Any type of activity or stimulation to the body or brain has the opposite effect of helping the body relax. Neurons begin to fire, revving up the brain's electrical activity. This activity causes the release of chemicals associated with the fight or flight response, resulting in sleep issues. So number three, eat smaller meals and consume fewer liquids towards bedtime. This will prevent frequent nighttime bathroom trips. Certain foods bring on drowsiness, and other foods, spicy, greasy, or other types of those foods, can cause indigestion issues and digestive issues. Number four, keep the bedroom for sex and sleep only. The National Sleep Foundation refers to a good sleep habits as sleep hygiene. By keeping the bedroom strictly for sleep and sex, a correlation is made between the bedroom and the appropriate activities. This prepares the mind and body to wind down within the bedroom environment, thus eliminating the anxiety often associated with trying to fall and stay asleep. Number five, keep bedroom temps cool and reduce or eliminate all forms of light. Most of you, or a lot of you, work graveyards. You know how difficult this can be because when most people are up during the day, you're trying to sleep. Try to get rid of that light source. They have those sleep or dark dimming, whatever they call them, those shades that keep light out. Those are great. You could also sleep in the basement if you have one. I know it's difficult, but try to do as much as you can to allow that form of light in the room. And keep the temps cool. Cooler temperatures help you sleep better. I keep trying to tell my wife this. She won't listen. A study regarding insomnia and body temperature found sleepiness and sleep propensity are strongly influenced by our circadian clock, as indicated by many circadian rhythms, most commonly by that of the core temperature. Many studies show that light, especially blue wavelength light found in many electronics, suppresses the secretion of melatonin, a hormone that influences circadian rhythms. Number 6, learn to let go. Research indicates women suffer from more sleep-related issues than men, but men claim to get less than the recommended 7 hours of sleep per night. This is in part because women tend to worry and may go to bed thinking about things they need to get done. Try making a to-do list and categorize them by the items of importance. Then learn to let go of the racing thoughts and know that a good night's sleep will help you accomplish what you need to do tomorrow. Number 7, set a specific bedtime. Being able to set a specific bedtime will allow your body to get into a routine of shutting down, relaxing, and ultimately falling asleep. The idea of going to sleep about the same time each day is to get the circadian rhythms back into check. Number 8, body alignment and comfort are important. Joint, neck, and back pain can lead to sleep issues because of the inability to get comfortable and waking up in pain. Choose a mattress or pillows that provide comfort and support to all areas of the body. Number 9, replace that mattress every 5 to 7 years. Mattresses lose support and should be replaced every 5 for those over 40 and every 7 for those under 40. As we age, the body experiences more pressure, and less than supportive mattress may do more harm than good. Mattresses that have the visible signs of damage should also be replaced. In addition, mattresses collect dead skin cells, dust mites, and other allergens, gross, which can lead to sneezing, wheezing, and asthma-related issues, all of which disrupt sleep. And number 10, wash and replace pillows. Dr. Robert Oxman, director of the Sleep to Live Institute, suggests washing pillow covers every few weeks and washing the actual pillow every few months. Oxman says pillows should be replaced at least every 3 years. Just like mattresses, pillows collect allergens that can disrupt sleep and lose firmness over time. So the conclusion of all this, many things can be done to get a better night's sleep. However, if sleep problems persist, you got to see your doctor, man. Just do it. Make sure you advise your physician before you use any type of sleep medication or sleep aids, as some have addictive properties. Sleep is vital to every aspect of our lives and should not be underestimated in our overall health. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I'm young, I can do it, I can work 16 hours every day. Trust me, brother or sister out there listening, it's going to catch up with you. You got to take care of yourself now to be the best you can, not only for your family, but the society or community you're serving. Folks, that's all I have. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you check out the website. You can check all the episodes out. You can also check out a link to Podbeam if you're a budding podcaster. And if you want to start doing what I'm doing, head over to Podbeam. They can help you. And last but not least, if you head over to iTunes and rate and review my podcast, I sure would appreciate it. We continue to grow because of your support. We got many great guests coming up in the near future, folks. Stay tuned and be safe.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.